adorning Christ and His gospel. Welcome to Abounding Grace. On behalf of Abounding Grace Radio, here is our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon.
Grateful you have tuned in today to Abounding Grace. I am going to look at today with you on Abounding Grace one of my favorite parables, a parable that I could teach on every day. Jesus called the most important parable to understand all the other parables, and that is the parable of the sower. And let me just read it a little bit, and then we'll apply it today and see how important this is to us living in our day. He spoke many things to them in parables, saying, "Behold, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Now, it's interesting, what typically gets ignored is the discussion right after this, because the disciples are really curious. They come up to Jesus and they ask him, why do you speak in parables? And then he explained why he does this. The multitudes were let go. The multitudes were gone. The multitudes didn't get the explanation, understanding of these things. So the disciples are confused. Why don't you just say it plainly? And Jesus says this: "Because it's been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it's not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance, but whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear nor understand, that the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear." Did you catch that? Parables were given. They were given to make clear to his people his truth, but to blind the hard hearts of people who wouldn't receive it. Isn't that a chilling thing about parables? The most important parable he gave is this parable of the sower. And the first thing that he describes here, he says, "When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and doesn't understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received the seed by the wayside." This is a very interesting hearer, and think about it. We're not talking about the world at this point. We're talking about those who hear the word, who hear the word proclaimed. Jesus here is liking the preaching of the kingdom, the preaching of the gospel, to a sower at that time, a man who would go out and he would be a farmer, and he would dip his hand in his pouch, and he would cast out the seeds over the ground. And the first kind of hearer, the first kind of heart the seed lands on, in other words, the word is like the seed. It is scattered. And Jesus is the powerful sower. And the first one that goes out, it's like it lands on a path, a heart that is so hard. And you know what it says? It says that kind of hearer doesn't receive the word. And the things that if he pondered and took into his heart would have an effect on it. The devil comes, Satan comes, and immediately snatches away what was sown there. That's how hard the heart is. It's a ripe place. It's a great place for Satan to be. Now, this is interesting. I've seen this in the ministry. I've seen people who are visually agitated at what they hear. I see this especially at funerals when I'm preaching the word and I have to confront. And funerals are times, not to exalt the dead person, which just universally happens today. It's a time to show forth Christ to the living and confront those who do not believe. I mean, that's just what we do. It's one of the most important opportunities. Every heart is attuned, right? Except this one. And that's the point. Some people get angry at the exclusive claims of Christ. And this explains what happens. This explains why there are many who just will not receive it. Jesus made this really clear through his servant in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, nor can he know them because he is spiritually discerned. He does not have the ability because the Spirit is not in him to receive the truth. That's the first kind of hearer in the kingdom. A lot of that goes on. Then there's another kind of hearer he mentions here. He goes on and says, but he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. This is the kind of hearer that has been very confusing to us in the church. Immediately, Jesus says, it received the seed on stony places. There was some earth there, and the seed shot up, and it looked like, wow, this thing is budding into a great, great plant. But what's the reality of it? Jesus makes the case here, and he says very clearly that what? He has no root in himself. Endures only for a while. Why? Because of tribulation or persecution that arises because of the word. In other words, he had no idea what coming to Christ would cost him. This person had no idea. He came to the Lord in false pretenses. And this is why you see it in crusades where great manipulation, or even in church services today, great manipulation is put upon the person. The music plays, the lights dim, and pressure is put. Make the decision for Jesus. Make the moment's emotional decision. Come forward. Sign on the line. Do the altar call. You got all this stuff that's gone on for a long time in American evangelicalism. And they do this. They get emotionally revved up. Maybe they've done something really bad in their life and they're suffering the consequences for it. And they get emotionally revved up and they come to Christ and everything's great for a while. And the church looks at these people and thinks, look at how on fire they are for the Lord. Why don't we have this kind of zeal? Why are we who've been in so long cold and these people are so on fire and ready to go out and witness to the truth? Jesus says soon, tribulation comes. And they're tested as to whether it's real. And when they really have to count the cost, when they really have to give up certain practices, certain sins, they won't, and they're out of here. And this confuses us because it makes it seem like salvation that was once there is now lost. And that's why we've struggled with the perseverance of the saints. But Jesus is explaining it. It was never really there. It was a superficial, temporary, emotional decision that was never grounded in the truth and on a changed life, a regenerated heart. That's the second kind. Then Jesus goes on. Now he who received the seed among the thorns is he who hears the word. And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. That one is a very common hearer in the church of Jesus Christ. Did you hear what he said? He said he hears the word and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches, they are like giant thorns that grow into the plant so that it can't grow. How common do you think that is in America? So many cares, so many worries, so many stresses. And then so much concern about money, the love, not money, but the love of money is the root of all evil. And they are so concerned about these things that there is no real growth in that plant. And that life is totally unfruitful. Remember what Jesus said, you'll know someone by their fruits. There's absolutely no fruit in that hearer's life. They're just there. And the crazy thing about this kind of hearer is they don't go away. They're not like the previous one that when tribulation or persecution says they are gone, they have left. Immediately he stumbles. Not this one. This one is just there, but there's absolutely no fruit in the life. And, you know, this is a dangerous thing when, especially in a time of outward prosperity, when everyone's doing well and making a lot of money, and they are called to follow Christ and sacrifice for the kingdom and walk according to his ways, these things often choke that person's life so that there's no fruit. These are three kinds of hearers that are very common in the church today. And it explains, Jesus says, this explains what's happening in the church. This is why the church is often full of so much turmoil. This is why the church has so many challenges, because it has all these different kinds of hearers in it. But then Jesus says something so comforting. I'm so glad for the next part. He who received the seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Isn't it amazing the first thing he said? It sees the seed goes on good ground, and what is the evidence of it? He hears the word. You understand that no one can rightly understand the word apart from the Spirit. He hears and understands it. That's something only the Holy Spirit can do. How exciting is this? Because essentially what Jesus said is, by sovereign grace, when the Spirit works, this is what happens. And that means there's hope, doesn't there? That means that today, if you are a hearer of the word and that you understand the word and that it's led to putting to practice the word in your life, do you know you're a good soil by grace? That means you are saved. Nothing can take that from you. This is the beautiful, comforting truth of salvation by grace through faith alone. And the life that follows in this is a life of bearing fruit. You know, that's the thing about the Christian life that we have to really think carefully about. Jesus, we're not saved by our works, but Jesus saves us unto good works, meaning that, as Ephesians says, we're saved by grace through faith alone, not of ourselves, not of our works, so that no man may boast. You don't add one little bit to your salvation. Your life doesn't please God in the bit. It's Christ's life that is satisfying and that he covers you with and justifies you with by grace through faith. And then what does Ephesians say? For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Isn't that wonderful? That he's got it laid out for us, the good works. And you know, some are going to produce 100-fold, some 60, some 30, according to the gifts God has given. But those are all planned by God for us to exercise. This is the encouraging thing about this. When Jesus said, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For assuredly I say to you, many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. You get, dear listener, in the day of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom preached to you. The question that I have today is, are you hearing it? May this bring great conviction to cry out to the Lord, if we're not, for mercy, that we would be good hearers of the word of God, producing much fruit to the glory of his name, that we would be good witnesses, and that everyone would know us by the wonderful fruit we are bearing in magnifying the name of Jesus Christ in our lives to all of those who see. May Christ dwell richly within us, and may his fruits be abundant in our lives by his powerful grace. Bounding Grace Radio, brought to you by Bounding Grace Radio Ministries, P.O. Box 732, Linden, Washington, 98264 is our writing address. Or go to our new website, agradio.org. You have podcasts all there set up for you. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and all of its glory continue to richly bless you.